Now, the Omicron subvariant BA2.75 has been detected in two people who arrived here from India. The subvariant, nicknamed Centaurus, carries additional mutations to its parent BA2 strain, which has been, of course, dominant globally for most of this year. On the line is Otago University virologist Dr. Gemma Geegan. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This new subvariant, is it more of a cause for concern than others?
So over the last few weeks, scientists from across the globe have really flagged the emergence of this new subvariant. And like you say, it's an offshoot of Omicron BA2, which has really dominated our Omicron wave up until about now. And in other words, so it's a second generation subvariant. And so it shares the suite of mutations that BA2 has, but it also has quite an alarming number of additional mutations in the spike protein. And so, you know, in comparison, for example, BA5, which is now increasing in frequency in New Zealand and thought to soon be the dominant variant here, has only about 3 additional novel spike mutations and giving it the edge to go faster than any other variant. However, BA275 has additional 8 mutations in that spike protein. So that's why it's sort of, I guess that's why scientists are concerned about this one.
Right. So you would expect it to eventually overtake the others because it has this extra ability to be more transmissible?
Well, that we don't know yet. So there's not enough data to really understand its potential to overtake even BA5, which is highly transmissible, and because its ability to escape prior immunity. So there's only, you know, a handful of genomes available worldwide, and it's but the reason why people are taking notice is because of the rapidity at which it spread geographically. So it's now been found in around 10 countries that have detected it, but it's probably a lot wider spread than that. And it's also got this suite of mutations. So these mutations are associated with really significant changes in the structure of the spike protein. And so it probably would give the, it's predicted that the variant would have the ability to evade antibodies. And so as a result, this subvariant might have increased ability to infect people who have already been infected before, as well as those people who are vaccinated. So so it's got these mutations that we...
Right, so the worry is that it'll break through. You'll get breakthrough infections on people that have already been vaccinated or already had it. What about severity?
There's no data yet to suggest that this variant is more or less severe than the other Omicron subvariants. You know, there's a lot that we don't know. It's really early days, so there's a severe lack of robust data on how fast this infection is going to spread and whether or not it's more severe. So we just have to wait and see.
Sure. What do we know about the speed at which these variants are developing? Because obviously in the Northern Hemisphere in particular, they are working furiously on a new range of vaccines for the coming fall there that would deal with the recent Omicron subvariants. But if more variants are emerging, are they going to be out of date by the time they come in?
So what I would say is, you know, some protection from a vaccination is a lot better than no protection. And it's likely that Omicron-specific vaccine would offer protection against a suite of subvariants of Omicron. So they are closely related, although they have additional mutations. So it's, you know, I'm hopeful that a sort of Omicron-specific vaccine would allow...
Do the job. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Dr. Gemma Geegan, thank you very much as always. We appreciate your time on Morning Report. Otago University virologist there talking about this new subvariant, BA, that is 2.75.